This is Fresh Air. Sophia Kennedy is a singer, songwriter, and producer who was born in Baltimore and has lived for many years in Germany. As a student, her admiration for the independent director John Cassavetes led her to study filmmaking, but she soon became involved in the Hamburg music scene, making pop, dance, and electronica music. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Kennedy's new album, called Monsters, is a remarkably diverse collection of songs.
Buildings are white on this side of town. You've got the number one room on the floor. The few in the hallway that talking about business. She'll might be too late for the show. Curtains are blown.
I usually try to begin these pieces by playing a bit of a song that gives you an idea of the typical sound and style of the artist I'm prepared to review. I find myself at something of a loss, however, when it comes to Sophia Kennedy. That's because on this new album, Monsters, she sounds different on nearly every track. The song I played at the start, Chestnut Avenue, features Kennedy in full-throated crooning mode. But contrast that now with one of the high points on this album, a song called I'm Looking Up. That's looking up as in heavenward. Kennedy uses a much more conversational approach here, singing while talking, chewing over grief, mourning, and an intense curiosity about the possibility of an afterlife.
You're gone. It's no hallucination. I can't bear this nightmare. So real, like a deer hitting the windshield. And I need a sign. Is there still someone with something somewhere? And I'm looking up.
Sophia Kennedy was raised in Baltimore, but moved some time ago to Germany, where she operates out of Hamburg. She's performed with other configurations of musicians, including as half of a duo called Charivari. She records for a label, Pampa Records, known mostly for house and techno music. Her closest collaborator is the German producer Menz Rinz, who produced her 2017 debut album and this new one. That's Orange Tic Tac, in which Kennedy gives herself over to a big, thumping electronica beat, reciting lyrics that cluster one-syllable words containing long I sounds. Tight lights, bright lights, for example, and wide side highlight. But remember how I said she's different all the time? Compare what I just played to the composition that follows it on the album, I Can See You. This is the song where everything Sophia Kennedy is trying to accomplish on Monsters comes together. It features a pulsing keyboard riff. Some loose clapping keeps the beat. Kennedy's voice is warm and confiding. On the rest of the material here, she can seem to be talking to herself. But on this one, she's talking to a lover, delighted to be listing all the ways in which they're alike and all the ways they're different. It also helps, of course, that she's come up with an irresistible chorus.
Whether it's sweet or poisonous, come rain on.
Monsters is Kennedy's second solo album. I went back and listened to some of her pre-solo work, much of it more heavily dance music-oriented, some of it sung in German. Her present method is to play various keyboards and flute herself and work with her producer to layer or distort her vocals and the mix of electronic and acoustic instruments. It's the method of a restless experimenter. Kennedy doesn't want to be pinned down, but I'd say the more she showcases her voice, the more people are going to want to hear what she has to say.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Sophia Kennedy's new album called Monsters. This is Fresh Air.